I'm Sean Crawford on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. We'll talk about the future of Downtown Springfield Incorporated. Also, a former restaurant goes on the auction block. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. And Tim, when we think of restaurants around the state capitol for the crowd that frequents the capitol, Bowers Restaurant, as it was known around for a long time, was to the south of the Capitol building and the Howlett building, and now it's going up for auction. Can you give us an update?
Yes, it's a subject of an online auction. It was a popular spot for legislators or staff, governors, during session. It's something of a landmark there south of the Capitol, but probably says something that it has gone up for auction with no minimum bid since Bowers closed back in the 90s. A series of restaurants have rotated through there, so they're basically going to take what they can get for it.
You mentioned no minimum bid in that auction, and you've read into that maybe it shows some of the change in habits around the Capitol complex.
A couple of people have told us that, including folks who live in the neighborhood, that just the nature of the sessions has changed. They tend not to be as long, so the crowds are not as dependable, perhaps, as they might have been back in the day. But a couple of other restaurants around there, some of the auctioneers were saying, have brought in something in the neighborhood of $150,000, $200,000. So it'll be interesting to see what they bring. And by the way, this includes fixtures and everything. So it's a turnkey operation, as they might say. And it's currently owned by Corky Joyner, who's a Springfield developer, and also had put a restaurant in there for a few years. But apparently he just wanted out from under it. And it'll be interesting to see who might step in there.
Well, you covered a pretty long court hearing this week regarding the Knox Flats building. Give us an update and tell us what that building is.
Well, we're talking about a three-story building at 715 East Cook Street. Dates to about 1905. It's been in court for about 2.5 years since John Eggleston, who is from suburban Chicago, purchased the property with the intent of converting it to apartments. Well, not a lot of progress was made, and the city went to court to try to get a demolition order. And then after a four-hour hearing in Sangamon County Circuit Court on Tuesday, a judge ordered that property demolished within 30 days.
And is that the final decision at this point?
John Eggleston said after the hearing, yes, he will comply with the order, intends to hire a contractor and knock the property down. It'll be interesting to see what becomes of the lot. As you know, it's adjoins the Elijah Isles House historic site, and the board there has expressed some interest in the lot. Now, whether that'll happen or not, probably we won't know until the building comes down.
Well, finally, this week, we've talked before about Downtown Springfield Incorporated and that group's financial struggles, even the possibility that it could go under. Now it seems things have improved at least a little bit.
Well, they announced back in August they needed $50,000 to get through the end of the year. They might shut down. Now, Downtown Springfield Incorporated would be better known for some of the events it sponsors, the old Capitol Farmers Market, Blues and Barbecue, Taste of Downtown. Just a week or so ago, they updated us that they have raised all but $15,000. They expect to make it now through the end of the year. Things looking better. But they are talking to the city of Springfield about a long-term commitment. $50,000 is the figure they put out there just to stabilize their finances in the future.
Okay, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.